At the Haines Airport, wind is gusting. That's true throughout the Upper Lynn Canal. It's hampering transportation. Alaska Seaplanes canceled all their flights out of Juneau Friday. Carl Ramseth, the general manager, says winds exceed their limits.
Operationally, we have different cutoffs for different areas with peak winds, and in Lynn Canal, when the wind is gusting above 60 knots at Eldred Rock, that is a cutoff point for us. Actually, all of our planes have stayed inside the hangars today here in Juneau.
Ramses says high winds and turbulence make flights too uncomfortable for their passengers and crew. They canceled 45 flights this Friday.
It's just part of aviation here in Southeast. In an annual basis, there's probably about 20% of our flights are affected by weather cancellation.
Ramseth says high winds and turbulence make flights too uncomfortable for their passengers and crew. He says they canceled about 45 flights Friday. He's hoping the wind will slow down so they can get flights in the air this weekend. The LeConte is canceled this Friday as well. Captains decided it was safest not to make any sailings because of storm force winds, 12-foot seas, and heavy freezing spray. National Weather Service forecaster Wes Adkins in Juneau says there is a storm warning in effect through tonight.
For sustained winds of around 50 knots with gusts a lot higher. And some of these gusts that we have seen are probably approaching 70 knots plus. So, you know, in order to translate that into miles an hour, that's probably at least 80 miles an hour, if not a little more.
Harris Air is flying between Juneau and Haines, despite the gusts. Resident Brian Elliott was on a morning flight.
It's hard to describe. I mean, I've been flying in Lynn Canal for 22 years, and it was by far the roughest flight I've ever been on.
Elliott says he trusts the pilot and the plane, a Piper Navajo, 100%. But he says he's glad to be back on the ground.
Would I do it again? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I'm still kind of shaking. I've been on the ground for a couple hours now. My seatbelt was cinched as tight as it can go, and I was just, I double wrapped it on my hand just to grab onto something, because it's just like you're putting yourself in the spin cycle, and you don't know when it's going to end.
High winds are affecting travel on the roads as well. There is a wind chill advisory on the Klondike Highway. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel,